This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Four days until President Trump takes office as the 45th president on Friday, January 20th in D.C. They're on the Potomac. The problem is Obama is announcing new sanctions and new actions. He's basically saying we're at war with Russia. He's set at 2:15 today Central. We'll be carrying it live to have his supposed last press conference. Meanwhile, we have all these different intelligence agency heads coming out and saying we don't have intelligence Russia hacked. We have Clapper, the head of all intelligence, the attorney general saying it. But still, that's not even on the news, hardly. Might have been mentioned once or twice. All over the place. The Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Meanwhile, in international waters today, the communist Chinese pulled right up armed in front of one of our ships and stole a U.S. naval vessel. An underwater drone in front of the whole world and just basically flipped the United States off. But, you know, that's okay. They just lecture the United States and tell us to, quote, shut down the alt-right. 2 weeks ago, it was in the Wall Street Journal, AP, Reuters. They said, you must shut down the alt-right. This is dangerous. These are bad people. They need to be shut down. And the EU came out last Monday, now I guess 12 days ago, and said, you have 24 hours, Facebook, to shut down Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, Breitbart.com, listed by name. They're using a Washington Post list that they had to retract last week. Doesn't matter. We're moving forward. They said, by shut it down, block it. And you cannot make this up. Look at this headline, Soros-financed group to decide what websites you can visit. That's the headline. And it is Soros-financed. Snopes, a lady and her cat and her partner. George Soros-financed group helping Facebook flag disputed stories. Of course, you can't really dispute CNN, can you, with all their known lying? Here's another one. This is from the Daily Beast. They're just tickled pink by all this because they can't compete with Infowars.com. We're bigger than they are online. So their answer is just, oh, yes, censor Alex Jones. That's a great idea. It's so liberal. No judge, no jury. Oh, but notice they use a war that all these dingbats just discovered. Infowar. We were ahead of you 20 years, sweetheart. We saw what you were doing to us. It's an Infowar with deception. We thought we'd launch our own InfoWar with the flaming sword of truth. Soros finances group helping Facebook flag disputed stories. Well, they use the word bury them. Facebook says, bury them. We will bury you. But the communist Chinese a few weeks ago said, Trump will never help you regain your greatness. You are declining. Oh. But meanwhile, not doing really a Chinese accent or a Russian accent. It's more of a specter, you know, bad guy, James Bond villain accent, because that's what Soros is. But meanwhile, U.S. defense official, Chinese warship, stole U.S. underwater drone in front of our ships. Just like every few days, they point missile launchers or machine guns. They just pull right up to our ships in the Gulf, Persian Gulf, and just threaten everybody. And Trump says, you aim weapons at us again or try to board us, we're going to fight back. And they're like, oh, how dare you. America is here to roll over. Plus, we're financing some jihadis to run around raping and killing women en masse. By the way, coming up, we have caught Megyn Kelly, and this is bigger than InfoWars, in red-handed editing to deceive her victim viewers. The good news is she has some of the lowest ratings on Fox, and is trying to move to CNN. That'll be a nice place for her. Talk about how dumb she is. That's a real good move, lady. You keep smoking that New York City BS. We'll be back soon. We really caught her red-handed.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Until the historic inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. But the globalists don't intend to let that happen. Their evil is only exceeded by their arrogance. I'm Alex Jones. It's Friday, the 16th day already, hard to believe, of December 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Everything the globalists do is basically by incrementalism. What they do against the public is, and they've announced Zuckerberg met with the communist Chinese 14 times we know of the last 2 years, admittedly on how to set up the new censorship. They decided to go on the fake news model that the communist Chinese pioneered 20 years ago, starting in 1996, with massive internet controls. Now, you'd think that'd be big news here in the U.S., communist Chinese model to be used in the United States. In fact, even 4 years ago, Australia tried to pass these laws, but it narrowly failed. And the headlines in the major papers in Australia were Chinese-style net censorship coming to Australia. Web IDs, rating systems, internet taxes, you name it. Licensing of journalists. That's now what's being announced here in the United States. And Zuckerberg has come out already in Europe. They are blocking InfoWars, blocking Drudge Report. Google Chrome is blocking InfoWars or telling you beware, you're going to a fake, dangerous, hate-filled site. Breitbart, again, is having its apps kicked off Apple. It's being put in the same databases. We've been kicked off of Google Store. And of course, you could sue them on any of these fronts, but they don't care. They've got government backing. They've got the federal judges, they believe. This is really an unprecedented time. So last week, Paul Watson wrote about the announcement that was in the BBC, the Associated Press, you name it, and of course the detractors, said more fake news. InfoWars claims it's going to be shut down in 24 hours. No. You go to our articles, the mainstream articles, it says we're giving all the major internet platforms, service providers, websites from Facebook to Twitter to Google to YouTube, its subsidiary, 24 hours to announce your plan of how you're going to censor the alt-right, and specifically listed yours truly. Now, that's a huge, sensational development. They admitted they're using a Washington Post list that the Washington Post says they got from an anonymous website. 2 weeks before, it was a female professor. I just point out she is a cat lady and on her profile wears pink and purple glasses. That is her curriculum vitae. George Soros is now financing the group that is running the flagging and, quote, burying. I mean, look at Breitbart. People say it exaggerates. It's not even hardcore enough. George Soros finances group helping Facebook flag disputed stories. We read to you from Facebook's press release yesterday that Drudge was linked to, where they said we're going to, quote, bury them, and they showed an image of the woman with her cat. Can we put Paul Watson's article up where it actually shows her in her apartment, and every time they go, this is the woman that will control you, they show her, this fat lady with a cat. No judge, no jury, no nothing, but Snopes has a cat. Well, I've got two, so I trump you. And they put this lady on TV, this far leftist in California with her obese cat. And I'm not against the fact they're obese. The point is, it's just give me a break. And then her weird moonbeam, you know, space cadet husband. And this is the guy. CNN goes, this is who debunks this. No more judges, no more juries, no more nothing. You're just banned because he has a Garfield cat. I'm not even joking. Look at this article out of the Daily Beast. Did Facebook just kickstart the real info war? We have a website waiting. It's being built. We've been a little busy with the election. It was supposed to launch a month ago. It's called newswars.com. It's magazine style, and it deals with the attack on free speech. That's why I put out the petition last week that got 100,000 signatures that we've now printed up. It's in the warehouse next to me. I'm going to shoot a video later today about it. We're going to deliver it next week to Trump Tower. I guess we need to get 1 million signatures, too. But the point is we're organizing a movement of class action litigants and others who've been barred from going to sites, who've had your First Amendment violated, or who have had your website blocked. I'm going to start filing lawsuits to defend the First Amendment. What am I supposed to do? And the media and the David Brock, White House-funded, Soros-funded outfits, Media Matters came out last night and said, oh, look, he's going to sue Facebook. You better believe I am. And I'm going to sue the Washington Post, and I'm going to sue anybody else that violates my First Amendment and says I should be delisted and says that I should be silenced and a frickin' gag stuck in my mouth. If you want to shut me up, you've got to sue me into oblivion, and you've got to prove it. And that doesn't mean Megyn Kelly editing audio tapes of me. See, I could take the Bible. one of the longest books in written history. And the paper-thin pages, and I could take those hundreds and hundreds of thousands of words, and I could cut them all out, kind of like those magnets you put on your refrigerator with different words. You can say whatever you want with them. You throw those on the wall, they don't say anything. But you can arrange them however you want. They are now going, and I see mainstream news articles every day where there'll be one word or two words or three words, and they'll even put them in quotes, but have it all cobbled together where I'm saying the wildest stuff you ever heard in your life. Then NPR and others take that and read it on air, strung together, where it sounds like it's real. Next level deception. Next level. Megyn Kelly has been caught taking a November 4th show before anyone had ever talked about Pizzagate, before I'd ever heard of it. When I first heard about it, the New York Times, the Washington Post were focusing on it, saying, you know, it's this one pizza place, and distracting from the entire tens of thousands of emails of criminal activity, I mean, clear criminal activity, by a bunch of Democrats about jobs, money, payoffs, calling the public scum, talking about laundering money, oh, this is illegal, screw it, let's do it. And then a lot of other weird stuff. I'll see you at the Aleister Crowley event, where, you know, there's going to be lots of blood and semen for you to drink. I mean, just whacked out stuff that's incontrovertible. How do you divert from that if you've been caught with $65,000 of hot dogs for the president? That's male prostitutes. Hands down, that's what it's known, code for by the FBI, Urban Dictionary, law enforcement publications. There's definitely code words for female and male prostitutes and $65,000 in one day of succulent hot dogs. Believe me, there's not any hot dogs that cost $65,000 unless they're a gay porn star. So, and that's a lot of them, too, folks. I've gone and looked at the numbers. I mean, Obama must have had at this party like 10, 15 male escorts alone. Notice, though, the media won't touch the succulent $65,000 hot dog story. I've been covering succulent hot dogs. I've been covering the children will be ready for you in the hot tub for your entertainment. They're well-behaved, but still they're children. And is this really good walnut sauce? Because last time it wasn't that good. Are these really good walnuts? Because I like those on my spaghetti. Walnut is known code word for dark-skinned escorts. Now, maybe some of this is accidental. Maybe it's being confused. Okay, whatever. Not tens of thousands of these things. Let's skip this network break. This is too important. So all of this is going on. All of this is unfolding. They're trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying to bring our republic down while the Chinese seize one of our ships in international waters. And what is the desperate, collapsing, mainstream corporate media doing? Well, they're calling for us to be shut down and censored because they can't compete with us because their credibility's collapsed. The government's credibility's collapsed, and they want to hold on to power. So you're seeing an attempt at a soft coup, which is becoming a hard coup against the First Amendment, against the free press, and everything that goes with it, a federalization of the churches, the 501c3, and the faith-based initiative, total violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But the left doesn't mind because they're taking it over. State-run religion. The Pope says he's for state-run religion in China, meeting with the president of China last or 2 weeks ago. Unprecedented stuff's going on. And now they're trying to start a war with Russia, having all their pundits from Oberman to Maddow saying we're at war with Russia. We need physical war with Russia. Hillary has a doctrine to attack Russia. The Pentagon has a new doctrine under Obama to hit Russia. If they claim under cybersecurity we've had any breaches, no proof needed. All these intelligence agencies are coming out saying Russia didn't hack us. The attorney general's saying it because there's no proof. They're covering their butts right now. But that doesn't matter, does it? Notice the headline, Russia-U.S. move past Cold War to unpredictable conflict. So that's what's currently happening, and they're trying to start a war. I'm going to go ahead and go to this break because I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to launch into Megyn Kelly caught in a gargantuan, mega-massive lie against our viewers. That's why I have plenty of time. I'll do that at the bottom of the hour. But This isn't about Alex Jones being attacked. It's about setting up the First Amendment and trying to bring it down. At the same time, trying to say that all press that's anti-war or that wants detente and all media that wants to stop the jihadis with Russia, that we're all supposedly Russian agents. This is all pure garbage. As I said, we're going to go ahead and go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to launch into some of the other news that's coming up.
Terror recruitment target, but they let him into the United States anyway. Now, this is according to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. He revealed this in a letter sent Wednesday to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. So the Department of Homeland Security officials knew that when seeking asylum as refugees from Mogadishu, Somalia in 2013, Artan's mother told immigration authorities that she feared persecution from Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Al-Shabaab. She was worried that Abdul and his siblings would be recruited by this terrorist organization if they remained in Somalia. Now, Artem's father, according to this letter, had already been kidnapped by the terrorist group. So officials are supposed to conduct a very routine additional questioning whenever anyone mentions that they could possibly be a terror recruitment or that Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups are interested in these people. They've already attacked their father, attacked and kidnapped their father. So they're on their radar. They didn't do any of this additional questioning, even though they've been given this pertinent information. So what's key here is that we are being told that we're supposed to be letting in these refugees into the United States, even though we don't have a proper system to vet them. Meanwhile, when we're actually being given the pertinent information that should be throwing up red flags to the Department of Homeland Security, they are failing to go ahead and do further investigation, making sure that they're not letting anyone in that's going to be potentially recruitment for a terrorist organization like the Abdul Artan, of course, who was just shot dead in late November after he plowed his car into fellow students and knifed many others. So you can check this report out at Infowars.com. I'm Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. Trending at Infowars.com right now, a very good question posed to the Twitterverse today by Donald Trump. He asks, why did the White House only bring up the Russian hacking after Hillary lost the election? Very good question. Now, obviously, rumors and conspiracy theories about Russia interfering with the U.S. election have been swirling for months, but it's only now that the Electoral College is just days away from convening to hopefully vote Donald Trump into power. Now they are ramping up this issue exponentially. Now, again, absolutely no evidence has been brought forth to corroborate these claims that Russia indeed was involved in the leak, not the hack, of the DNC and Podesta emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks. Intel agencies have refused to brief Congress on the evidence of Russian hacking. Nevertheless, the train of fake news continues to roll on. NBC Today is actually reporting that U.S. intelligence officials have a high level of confidence, again, no evidence, that Putin was personally involved in the Russian cyber campaign against the United States. Again, no evidence is presented. It's all just hearsay. We're supposed to take the word of these anonymous sources. Now, Congressman Peter King says this move is absolutely disgraceful, and he told Megyn Kelly that the Russian hacking seems more of a disinformation campaign being waged against President-elect Donald Trump by members of the intelligence community who are completely violating protocols. King points out that, ironically, someone has the time to leak this information to the New York Times.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm sorry to the network and the crew. I decided to skip a break. I decided not to skip a break. That's kind of why we jumbled up that whole ad block. I need to just stop skipping the breaks. It's just I get so obsessed with the material that I get tunnel vision. And I'm almost like panicking on air because I don't want to stop resisting because the criminality is so naked, so ridiculous, so over the top. And the globalists write all these white papers admitting their horrible plans for us. And I'm like running around trying to tell a bunch of people who are in a trance to wake up. And people are starting to wake up just on their own, but also because a lot of good people are out there ringing alarm bells. But a lot of people still are in a trance or are politically asleep. We call them sheeple. But just look at these headlines. Facebook empowers far-left group to bury fake news. That's an Infowars.com article up on Drudge. Here's a Daily Beast article. Did Facebook just kickstart a real info war? The fake news hunt, and then they deputize a bunch of known Soros leftists to control the web. What did Soros say in the DC leaks and the WikiLeaks? Remember the headlines? Soros wants UN under new system to shut down alt-right news and to promote news sponsored by Soros. The guy wants control of the media. He wants to be able to silence folks. And so now they're just doing it even though they couldn't defeat Trump. The scandal is they're trying to hijack the press and have not just a coup over the electors, but a coup over the free press. This is outrageous. But I warned everybody for years when we hit the media collapse point of the mainstream media that they would line up for censorship because they want to keep their jobs. And they think if they shut down dissenting voices, somehow that will resurrect them. No, it won't. It'll make people hate you more and work harder to get alternative news and start their own local news organizations that you're not going to be able to bypass. That's why we've tested putting out magazines. That's why we've tested putting out information via email. Just like in the old Soviet Union, they craved alternative information. You guys are not studying history. You're fools. And it's not going to work. But I'll tell you this. You need to really focus on what you're watching lest you be deceived. I'm going to break this down in the next segment. But my mother called me last night and said, did you really say Hillary chops up children and rapes them in the bottom of that pizza place? And I said, no, Mom. She goes, yeah, I know your dad told me a few weeks ago that you were predicting all this and that there was larger stuff with Podesta and they were doing a Karl Rove, was her term. You know how there'll be a big story you want to bury, so you put a piece of disinfo in the middle of it. And that they were editing tapes of you and then airing them. And I said, yeah, that's it. She said, okay. And I said, but let me find it. It took me about 30 minutes looking really, really hard to be able to find it on Right Wing Watch because I had to find the date. Because it was like NPR had headlines and I was all over the newspaper saying Alex Jones says in the bottom of a pizzeria Hillary's chopping up kids and he's the one that created the story and all this other stuff. So I finally found it. So I didn't even know what date it was from Right Wing Watch, and it said November 4th, and it wasn't even about Pizzagate. That wasn't even popularized. I never heard that term then. I didn't hear it for weeks later till CNN and others and the Newsweek and Time Magazine and the Washington Post and New York Times all focused and made the whole story just about the pizza place. And there it was. I had remembered the quote saying about Syria, and sure enough, there was the full quote about Syria. And then I went and looked at the Megyn Kelly piece. I finally found it about an hour after she'd gone off air. And sure enough, they said source Right Wing Watch. So they knew they'd cut the end off where I said she's responsible for killing kids in Syria. And they'd made it look like I was saying it was at this pizza place. Then they go to the guy, David Rock's boyfriend, Media Matters' boyfriend. You can't make this up. You see the setup now. I don't even know if he knows what's going on. And it's like, she's like, oh my God, Alex Jones is going to get you killed. Man, you got to really. And then I noticed Nancy Pelosi's daughter's all over the news going, Alex Jones that sent gunmen to Pizzagate, he wants me dead. He's sending basically killers after me. That's in The Nation, Mother Jones, you name it. She was on Fox News 2 days ago saying it, that I'm going to get her killed, so's Cavuto. So they'll just connect anything. If I say I don't want higher taxes, they're going to say, he wants to kill us, Pizzagate. and then they just flash it out there. But if you're watching, they got an edited tape, edited video, you think, like, wow, he says she's raping and killing kids at a pizza place. What a demon. I mean, this is a pack of liars, man. You have really got to hand it to them. They are preying on their viewers. Woo!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am going to show you premeditated deception and fraud against the viewers of Fox News by Megyn Kelly, who the establishment has worshipped. The mainstream media has lauded as a goddess. I thought she was somewhat attractive 5 years ago. She looks like an anorexic elf. She looks like a little boy wearing a blonde wig and is extremely unattractive. And she's now just seething on a power trip because the New York establishment pats her on the head like she's a poodle. But that's not why I'm criticizing her. Her ratings are plunging. She has some of the lowest ratings on Fox. She reportedly is trying to move to CNN. Talk about stupid. Talk about bad judgment. So I'm going to get to all that in a moment and just show you premeditated lying. And we have the proof that that she and her producers know what she's doing. And you can tell in the piece, she keeps just bringing it up, separate from a teleprompter. Alex Jones is going to get you killed. Alex Jones is going to kill people. And Pelosi's daughter, I'm going to get her killed. I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill. The word came down today from the current Justice Department. Loretta Lynch is refusing to open up a prosecution against me. No one's ever done anything like this against the First Amendment. I was really hoping they'd do it. And I'm not just saying that. But I talked to my high-level sources, and I've got a lot of them. They said, you're not scared? And I said, this is incredible. I'm going to be like one of the most famous people ever for the First Amendment. This is fabulous news. Witch trials, Salem witch trials in Congress, federal lawsuits claiming I'm calling for insurrection when they're all over the news in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Washington Post, New York Times saying kill Donald Trump. And I'm saying we need to not be violent. Even if the government becomes violent, we should hold back as much as possible, like Gandhi did, because it'll blow up in their face, or Martin Luther King did. But most of the government's on our side. The globalists are going to try to start a war to get us back under tyranny. The answer is peace. Soros has doubled the money to Black Lives Matter to riot and kill. The answer is don't riot, don't kill. Good luck saying that. They have new articles out saying, I want to kill police. Everyone sees through this. It's got half a brain. Megyn Kelly, your little bubble in New York, thinks having Rupert Murdoch, who was hanging out with, at the White House yesterday and talks about how much he loves Hillary and how he wishes Hillary would have won. I mean, the Fox News is gone, folks. It's over. All that's left is Hannity and Tucker Carlson. Now, before I go any further, let me just remind everybody, today is the last day to order products at InfoWarsStore.com and to guarantee you get them anywhere in the United States, Hawaii, Alaska, and also our protectorates like Puerto Rico and Guam. Monday is the last day to get it anywhere in the continental United States before Christmas. That means by Friday or Saturday. But if you order today, you'll probably get in like Wednesday or Thursday. Time to still, you know, wrap it up, put it under the tree. You owe yourself oxy powder that flushes out with oxygen, high-level oxygen that releases as it goes through the upper and lower intestines. Incredible. You know, John Wayne died with 20-something pounds of meat in his guts. This just blasts it all out, folks. It's amazing. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week, and he's in great shape. Had a scholarship in basketball, coaches basketball, plays basketball. The guy is muscular, in great shape, just a little bit of a pot belly. That's your intestines full of rotting garbage. That's how you get diverticulitis. You take this twice a year or so, 6-7 pills at night. You go through the detox. You're talking about the biggest flush ever, not some chemical flush, not an herbal flush that can be painful. I've done one of those before. This is unbelievable. Oxy powder is perfect in the new year. Free shipping on oxy powder. We've got products discounted across the board. 50% off on colloidal silver. And Anthony Gucciardi, that kind of oversees this with Weldon Henson, was in here during the break. And he said, listen, we are selling out. DNA Force is gone. Brain Force is about to sell out. Colloidal silver is about to sell out. Oxy powder is about to sell out. He said, good thing we're ending these specials. I'm going to run them through the weekend, but the guaranteed shipping anywhere in the U.S. or our protectorates ends today. But I'm going to continue the sale for the weekend. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. That's $9.95. You can't beat that. Brain Force Plus, 33%. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 25% off. DNA Force, well, that's sold out. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. And a bunch of other stuff is massively discounted. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Anthroplex, Supermel Vitality, Knockout Sleep Aid, Liver Cleanse that is great to take with the Oxy Powder. Bone and Joint Support, incredible formula. Doesn't have a fancy name, but it's amazing. Prostaguard. We are under attack. We need your financial support. But these are great game-changing products, and they're also discounted right now, so it's a win-win-win on every point of the compass. So I want to thank you for your support. But we are the test case. We're the big lead elephant. If they can take us out, folks, they can take out Drudge and Breitbart and everybody else. Just like we tried to take out Limbaugh 5-6 years ago with the big boycotts and the rest of it, using all their mainstream media power to take him out, it failed. Even though I'm direct competition with Limbaugh, I supported him, and we bought over $250,000 of advertising with him. This has made business sense. The advertising was cheaper then, and we got a good response. We promoted my films on there, got a true libertarian constitutional message to his audience. The point is, they've moved on from Limbaugh. If anything, we've changed the way Limbaugh operates and made it safer for Sean Hannity and the Limbaughs of the world to be more radical and really expose the New World Order and globalism. You're the audience that paved the way for the UKIP movements and for the other sovereignty movements across the globe. Don't underestimate the unprecedented historical influence of you, the info warriors, you, the Americana, of every color, of every creed. We're all the same species. We're human beings with red blood who have a dream of liberty beating in our breast and a desire to control our own destiny. And we're just a focal point. I'm a small part of InfoWars. I'm the founder of it, but I'm just a small part of it. You are the InfoWar. And they want to silence you. They're afraid of you. But you defeated them with the election of Trump. Don't let them take that away from you. You overrode all their lies and their frauds and their election fraud. It all blew up in their face. So when you support us and our local AM and FM stations, when you spread the word, when you send out a video link or an article, when you sign a petition in InfoWars, you're having a big effect. When you call and talk radio, when you publish your own little local newsletter, or when you write a letter to the editor, when you go to a rally, when you speak up, when you purchase products from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the entire spearhead, not just the tip of the spear. So I want to encourage you all to take advantage of this Christmas special and the last day where the shipping is guaranteed anywhere in the United States, including Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, Puerto Rico, you name it. And you can order right to the weekend and still get it anywhere in the lower 48. In fact, they claim you still get it in Alaska and other places on Monday, but I'm just saying today's the last day, because last year it was the 16th or 17th were the last day, so I'm just saying that now just to be safe. So to be safe, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's a limited edition Hillary for President 2017, deport George Soros shirt, whatever the case is, whatever you're looking for, it's there. So thank you for defending free speech. And the key way to do it is keep spreading it and funding it. So thank you. Now, let's get into the attack on the First Amendment. Let's get into the heart of the vicious assault on free speech here, but also in Europe. Communist Chinese net censorship is officially coming to the U.S. The Communist Chinese are so arrogant, they've been in the Wall Street Journal and other newspapers in the last several weeks saying, you must shut down the alt-right. You must get a hold of your fake news. That's what Communist China called it 20 years ago when they kicked off massive censorship in China. That's what they call it today. You'll see headlines. China executes executive for fake news, criticizing some government-controlled stock. In China, they would execute Donald Trump for criticizing Boeing. This is the control. And now China lectures Hollywood and is buying up Hollywood. This is the multinational globalist takeover with the foreign communist Chinese and the Pope and the Saudi Arabians telling us we can't have Donald Trump as president. Well, now they failed, so they're panicking, and several Saudi Arabian princes, if you look at it, own a controlling interest together in News Corp now. So that's why Megyn Kelly is so anti-Trump, so anti-America, and more won't criticize Orthodox radical Islam. And Megyn Kelly has announced that she's trying to move to CNN. Her ratings are plunging. The harpy has shot her wad against the American people. Took a little boy and drag. But But I'm not going to get into how she looks. I'm going to get into what she's done with the backdrop of, did Facebook just kickstart the real info war? That's the Daily Beast admitting they're hiring Soros Finance Group, helping flag disputed stories to be, quote, buried by Facebook. Facebook empowers far-left group to bury fake news. That's up on DrudgeReport.com, that article. Now, let's get into just a small portion of what she did. Now, you've already heard about this. NPR, 3 weeks ago, started taking this tape from November 4th, not even about Pizzagate. That term wasn't out there yet. And I was talking about, I don't know about all this devil worship and the Podesta emails and all this craziness. And he does go to Aleister Crowley meetings. I mean, that's admitted. Now, that's even been in the New York Times. They say it's no big deal. Drinking blood and all this stuff. Okay, whatever, we should investigate it. And they take that and focus it onto a pizza place. And then NPR and others will only air the first part of the clip. Well, now Kelly takes it directly from Right Wing Watch. It's on the screen. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners can go and see it for themselves. At Right Wing Watch. And they leave the part on where I say she's personally, through the jihadis that she empowered, killed and tortured and raped children, because jihadis have done it by the hundreds of thousands. They don't play that on Fox News and then come on and say, I'm going to get people killed. To the point that my mother took it when she called me saying, are you saying that she rapes and kills kids and chops them up in a pizza place? And I said, no, Mom, I'm going to send you the clip. I sent it to her, and 30 minutes later, she texted back and said, you ought to sue Fox News and Megyn Kelly. I'm never watching it again. And she is pissed. And it's hard to get my mom angry. When she does, look out. My dad's tickled her once, and she knocked him out. The crash and blow of a big right hand almost sent that Texas man to the promised land. Now, this is what's going on. This woman thinks you're an idiot. But, again, it's next-level deception. Let's go ahead and go to clips. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. It's a 9-minute, 18-minute segment. Click case they're blaming, you know, saying we're editing. No, we're just excising the pieces. When they intro it, they talk about me. They cut the clip off where I explain I'm talking about Syria. It's a twist. And then they go into how much I'm going to cause people to be killed or people like me. And then they go on to say, ban the First Amendment. Here it is.
On how this whole thing got started. Trace?
Megyn, as many controversies do these days, it began with a tweet on October 30th, days after the FBI announced they'd be reopening an investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Someone on Twitter, whose name remains unverified but has several thousand followers, posted that new emails found on Anthony Weiner's computer confirmed that Hillary Clinton was involved in a pedophilia ring.
The Twitter post included information from a Facebook user who stated, quote, my NYPD source said it's much more vile and serious than classified material on Weiner's device. We're talking an international child enslavement and sex ring. The next day, the bogus claim was picked up by a website called YourNewsWire.com, message boards like 4chan and Reddit, right-wing blogs, and several pro-Trump websites. InfoWars' Alex Jones, a far-right web host, posted a YouTube video seen almost 500,000 times.
When I think about the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her.
The rumor spread, inspiring some newfound internet sleuths to start digging around in John Podesta's hacked emails, searching for proof and location of the so-called sex ring. What they found were numerous references to pizza.
All right, pause. Back this up about 2 seconds for me, because, again, for radio listeners, now we're going to play the real clip from Right Wing Watch. Now, Fox News says their source is Right Wing Watch, so they went, they got it, they didn't get it off YouTube, they got the full clip, they cut the front off, knowing I was actually saying, I don't know about the Satanism before the term Pizzagate was out there, but I do know she's funded the radicals, I came, I saw, they die, who do rape and kill and cut up kids, so she personally is responsible for this, because that's how it works in international and national law. If you knowingly order people to go murder or torture somebody, you are found to be an accessory of murder one, and it's considered as if you are the person actually doing it in law. Just as much as the person that does the hacking or the raping. But see, she thinks you're stupid. Let's go to the actual clip.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience.
A message to Hillary.
It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her. Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children.
Go tell that long tongue liar.
I just can't hold back the truth anymore. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. There's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation. Now, that's the video itself. Again, we have the Right Wing Watch clip as well that they say they got it from that extends out and plays the entire clip as well. So this is what they do. This is how they deceive. So I want to take this live segment going back like 6-7 minutes ago when I started really getting into this, and I want to add to it the spirit cooking, shots of their high priestess admitting, no, this is real ritual, his emails, the emails about the $65,000 in succulent hot dogs being delivered, all the other real stuff that they want to divert off to from New York to this D.C. pizza place and David Brock's boyfriend of Media Matters. Not going to work. But this is what they think about you as their viewers, and we're going to show the al-Qaeda and ISIS people murdering folks and throwing them off cliffs. We're going to add videos to all of this and articles backing up what I said and showing you that they don't want you to know about the Saudi Arabian Jihad army running around murdering and killing when Hillary launched this whole operation as Secretary of State. And the Pentagon saying she's to blame for hundreds of thousands dead. And Trump saying she's the founder of ISIS. We're going to show all that, but Saudi Arabia that owns News Corp now and is basically buying up the rest of it from Rupert Murdoch is the word, they don't want you to know what their army's doing. They want to shut you up and sit around knowing the American people are their slaves. Kind of like the Saudi Arabian princes that got caught driving 100 miles an hour around neighborhoods in L.A. and Beverly Hills. When they got out to the police, they said, I am a prince. Bow to me. I am above the law. Listen, you're not in North Korea or Saudi Arabia, Jack. So you can have your little tart, Megan, sit up there and read off a teleprompter and lie to her audience, but my mother will never watch Fox News again and now hates Megyn Kelly with a passion. You're playing a numbers game, though. Oh, you got a couple million viewers. Okay, that's one of the smaller shows on Fox. The other shows and other channels have a couple hundred thousand. So you're a big fish in a small pond, sweetie, and you're there in New York, and the old dinosaurs, the old bosses, still people above 65 or 70 don't know there's an internet. And they still think that it's only you. But the rest of the whole world and the whole system, people know who you are, and they know what you're up to, and they know what you're doing, and they know you're a liar. The internet hates you. Everybody from about age 12 up to about 65 cannot stand you and loves you. The whole world basically hates you. Any thinking people don't like you. And by the way, I want to be clear. There are a lot of people above 65 that are on the internet that are smarter than I am. But there is that certain group of people above 65, we all know them, that are basically in a trance and watch TV all day long. I have family that are some of the smartest people I know, literary-wise, history-wise, who for whatever reason have kind of got caught like a moth around a light bulb, just running into the TV all day, and they just watch 6, 7, 8 hours of TV a day, and they think that's the media. And they're lethargic, and they're just kind of in their own world. So, yes, Fox News has a bunch of lethargic people. You know, I've been on Fox News probably 20 times until they, or more, until they blackballed me a few years ago when I refused to go work for them. I refused to go do pilots with them. They just were like, excuse me, you don't want to be on Fox News? No. Really, we're going to pay? I want first-class tickets. Then, oh, no, we don't do first-class tickets for people, even our top hosts. Well, I'm not coming then. I want a $500 a night hotel, and I want first-class ticket. And it wasn't that I demanded that as a writer, like, you know, rock stars, Ozzy Osbourne wanting all green M&Ms or something. I just knew they wouldn't do it. And I said, hey, they came back a day later. Okay, we'll give you first class. I said, nope, don't want it. Bye. And I they used to call me to come on, and you know, they send a car to get you to make sure you make it there. And I was like, no, I don't want to come on. And they just can't believe it. Because I already knew then that I had 3, 4, 5 million viewers and listeners a day. Now it's more than that. I don't need to come on and bow down with some weird narcissist in a suit or some woman in a prostitute outfit with the lights and the makeup and everyone getting off that they're in New York and they're in a big studio and just make-believing that they're all arriving and petting their briefcases and purses and everyone just, oh, we've arrived, and just power tripping around. I want to go outside and look at the stars. I want to run out, you know, on the park behind my house with my shoes off at night under a full moon. I want to rampage around in a Jeep with the front window out with a semi-automatic rifle blasting targets. I want to just enjoy myself, be around other normal, decent people. I'm fulfilled. I don't need mainstream media. I don't need Fox News. I don't need Hollywood. Hollywood now offers me all these big movie roles. No, I don't. I'm uninterested. You don't want a major role in a major $50 million budget movie. No, I don't want it. Well, come on. And I say, let me guess. I got to come out there for what, 2, 3 months? And I got to miss a bunch of my shows? No, I don't want to do it. Really, you don't want to be in a major movie with major stars? Nope, don't want to. You'll change your mind when you see the contract. I don't care about $300,000. Wipe my rear end with that. I care about restoring the republic. I care about winning not just this generation, but the next generation and the next, and the species succeeding. I have a total race consciousness will to not have the species fall, the technocracy. We're in a death battle for our very spirit. You should all feel completely claustrophobic under the New World Order. I want it off of me. I want its spirit defeated, vanquished, and banished to the ninth circle of Hades. I want it out of our dimension. That's heavy stuff. Yeah, we're on a planet with only about a mile and a half of floating rock on top of semi-liquid magma. That's 3,000 degrees, and then you go deeper, it's a red-hot ball, basically as hot as the sun, spinning, made of liquid nickel. And we're orbiting a gigantic flame ball with huge ongoing thermonuclear explosions every millisecond, with trillions of galaxies around us, and interdimensional systems and everything. I don't care about some tart in high heels stumbling around, okay? And when you transcend them, it's game over. When you don't care about them anymore, it's game over. The only thing to wealth is good transportation and better medicine and education. There's nothing else good about it. And I only say that because Wall Street and Madison Avenue makes you feel inadequate because you're not rich. It's all bull. None of it means anything. Cultural richness is what's important. And they're stealing that from us. We'll be right back. But hey, Megan Kelly blew it. Totally exposed. She thinks you're an idiot.
To GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.